That is heavy.
I know it's heavy.
Have you ever carried one of those?
No, I haven't,
it's
luckily.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, can you get like one of your roadies to carry that?
My roadie?
Yeah.
Sharon Van Etten isn't traveling with a big entourage yet, but she's got TV on the radios, Kit Malone singing her praises, and Bon Iver and members of The National singing her songs. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Sharon Van Etten was raised in the heart of FUV country, just outside Montclair, New Jersey, and like a lot of artists, currently lives in Brooklyn. Her latest album is called Epic, and the title is quite the opposite of its sound, which is rarely more than a guitar and Sharon's impressive voice. That voice has led some critics to call Sharon Van Etten the next Nico Case, but it was first honed by singing in school and church choirs. And when Sharon Van Etten brought her acoustic guitar uptown to FUV, she talked with host Elisa Ali about those high school beginnings and some more recent highlights.
Well, when I was really little, I used to sing in church because it was the only thing about it I liked, was the singing part. And I would just, everyone sang the melody, but I was the only one in the congregation that would sing the harmony and really bug people. It was funny. In junior high, I guess I started in the choir called the Mini Singers, which is the first time I was actually in a real choir. And then high school, I was in the Madrigals, and we sang a lot of classical pieces, and that felt really awesome. It was the first time I was with a group that could actually really sing, and it wasn't just like kids. Mm-hmm. And then that's how I learned how to harmonize and stuff.
And you started writing songs when you were in high school, right?
Yeah, but they were terrible.
Oh, really?
They were really, really bad.
What were they like in high school?
Something about tearing somebody's eyes out and hanging them in the sky or something. It's really, really bad. My mom loves that song, though.
She does?
Yeah, I don't remember it. I like blocking it from my mind.
It sounds very like heavy metal thrash.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. I was like very, I want to be Ani, but I'm not that good a guitar player or writer at all.
Say the words I want to say to you would be lie. By the time I get the courage, I am drunk and you are tired.
Bon Iver and some people from The National covered that song. Did you know about that, like, before that was happening, or were you surprised?
No, yeah, I was on tour with Megafon. He used to play with Justin from Bon Iver. They had an old band together. But Brad from Megafon, I remember I was in Montreal, and I was sleeping on a couch, and he just, like, shook me. He just started shaking me, and then was holding his phone, like, up to my face, and just show me the live show that had just happened the night before. And it was pretty intense. It was a big theater. And he sang it in the original key, too. So that in itself is really intense for a dude.
Yeah. So did you like that version, obviously?
Oh, it was terrible. I'm just kidding.
He ruined my song.
Justin!
Don't you ever.
Oh, fie on you. No, it was beautiful.
Tied to my
Love More from her latest album, Epic. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Hear the full interview online anytime at WFUV.org.